You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished colleagues, last year, in support of the GGE's discussion, UNIDAIR produced a primer on concerns, characteristics and definitional approaches in the weaponisation of increasingly autonomous technologies. In it, we identified several variables that seem to influence assessments of autonomy. And the primer built upon an initial list of variables identified in our first observation report of 2014. And these variables included goal-satisfying actions, predictability, bounds on location or operating environment, communication, depth of reasoning, precision of sensors, and functions. Today, I'd like to share some further brief observations. They support the claim that the acceptability and legality of any future system will likely be informed by consideration of the interactions of the variables I've just mentioned, and perhaps others. Late in 2018, with support from the German Federal Foreign Office, UNIDAIR held a day-long technology game exercise examining different forms and uses of autonomy in weapons. Some of you attended. Participants from governments explored different specific potential scenarios regarding the development of laws. One objective of the exercise was to gather insights about what kinds of variables matter when considering laws, for example, type of target, environment for use, complexity of the system, time operating autonomously, and so on. The technology exercise was not intended to persuade participants to adopt any particular policy position. Working in small groups, the participants considered scenarios in which the technology evolved from present day to 5 and then 15 years from now. As the technology evolved, more uses of autonomy were possible, and participants had to evaluate how these expanded uses of autonomy affected various legal, moral, ethical, and strategic and other concerns. Examples of questions included, to what extent are you concerned, if at all, about this weapon being used in ways that would violate IHL? About the moral or ethical implications of this weapon and its proposed use? What about accidents or losing control of this weapon? Would it lead to more or less accidents or no change? And how, if at all, does this weapon change the role of the human in the use of force? Is this a big change or a minor change? In total, the 15 scenarios explored a variety of plausible future uses of autonomy in weapons, and a number of interesting insights were gleaned. Participants found that distinctions such as automated versus autonomous weren't very useful in evaluating the legal, moral, or strategic implications of use. Similarly, many expressed that terms such as semi-autonomous versus fully autonomous create confusion rather than added clarity. And they found that once they stopped focusing on the semantics of the terminology and instead discussed the actual intended use of the weapon, they felt they had better conversations about the legal, moral, ethical, and other issues at hand. Participants also found a number of variables to be important when it came to evaluating the implications of a weapon, including its range, endurance, mobility, the type of target, and the robustness of communication links back to the human operator. A particularly important variable seems to be the time that a weapon operates independently of human control. As the time increased, a number of participants said they became increasingly uneasy with the consequences of the weapon operating independently because of uncertainty about how the environment had evolved since the human decision to launch the weapon. And participants also observed that there were some advances in non-military applications, such as battery life, new composite materials, and so on, that could advance the technology in unexpected ways. Autonomy, they observed, is not just about the so-called intelligence of the weapon, but also its latitude in time and space. And some significant uses of autonomy could come about from combining technologies and innovations in ways that individually might not seem immediately significant. A concern was also expressed about incremental advancements in autonomy that might lead to autonomous weapons without ever crossing a clear, bright line. In sum, the method of examining plausible future scenarios with specific applications of autonomy was valuable. It got participants to move beyond broad terms such as automated or fully autonomous and begin to grapple with the specific issues raised by various applications of autonomy in weapons. And UNIDAIR intends to convene further tabletop scenario exercises this year. If your delegation is interested in participating, please let us know. And lastly, Mr. Chair, I'd like to bring to your attention our latest paper, which is a primer on artificial intelligence. And of course, UNIDAIR's previous 8 observation reports on the weaponization of increasingly autonomous technologies are available on our website. So we look forward to supporting you and your work, Mr. Chair, and we wish you a productive week of discussions. I thank you.